A new report recommends creating a state autism council made up of professionals, parents, and others. The Michigan Autism Spectrum Disorders State Plan also recommends broad access to comprehensive diagnosis to allow for early screening and establishing best practices for educators and service providers. Mary Connors of Kalamazoo is one of the committee members who helped create the report. Connors is on the board of the Autism Society of Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. Her 11-year-old son has autism, and Connors says a proper diagnosis is one of the things that parents need.
You could go to three or four different places and get different diagnoses. And so getting a consistent diagnosis and getting consistent information to everyone so that they understand what it is and what it looks like. And also getting speech therapy, I mean, would have been great for my son. When we did have it, we had to pay out of pocket because our insurance company wouldn't cover it because he had autism. And it would have been great for him to get ABA therapy, but we certainly couldn't afford that.
Is this a case of society and insurance companies and all of that having to sort of catch up here to recognize autism as being something similar to another medical condition that someone might have that they need treatment for?
Exactly. And more importantly, a lot of times if you front load the services when they're younger, then a lot of times when they're older, they don't need those services anymore. Whereas if you don't provide these services, then it could be a lifelong issue with them.
Now, obviously, you talk to other parents as well who have autistic children. Do you find many of the same problems that they are also trying to seek services? And perhaps you know some people with children who are older. And I'm wondering, does it get tougher as children move closer to the age of legal adulthood?
It does get tougher because a lot of the services are geared towards young people. And it seems like when they hit in this state, the age of 26, they kind of get lost in the system or just get lost in general. And so it would be nice to have these services provided for adults and in within their own community. You know, we shouldn't have to go to Ann Arbor or to Detroit or Grand Rapids in order to get some of these services.
Reading from the executive summary of this report, lifetime costs for a person on the spectrum are estimated to be $3.2 million, mm-hmm. Including costs for education, home and community-based services, and lost individual and family income. However, most important is the long-term impact on individual lives and the lives of family members if effective services and supports are not provided from a young age and throughout adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your life experience, do you agree with that statement in full?
I agree with that statement if they didn't get any services at all. Like I said, a lot of times if they receive services while they're young, then many times they don't need as many services as they get older. But there will always be some people that will need, you know, one-on-one help for all of their lives or, you know, some kind of assistance. So, but as they get older, they don't need as much help if they've gotten these services at an early age.
Connor says that she finds people are curious about autism, even if they don't fully understand it.
It would be nice, you know, like if somebody is in a store with their child and their child's overwhelmed by the bright lights or whatever, and they start tantruming, you know, instead of thinking that parent's a bad parent, you know, maybe thinking, oh, maybe that child's being overwhelmed. Maybe I could help them out somehow, you know, or instead of judging them based on their actions or their behaviors, giving them the benefit of the doubt, thinking, well, maybe they're overwhelmed by something, you know. So I think, you know, there's a little less judgment going on and a little more awareness in the community.
More awareness in the community. Do you hope to see that translate into some changes in public policy? And do you think that the state is getting at that somewhat with this report?
I hope so. I mean, this is something for them as a guide, and even insurance companies, for that matter, as a guide. And it's something that has been addressed by so many people, so many professionals. It's well-rounded. And I think that this is a great opportunity for people on the spectrum to get the things that they need.
Specifically on public policy, what are a change or two out there? You know, maybe specifically a law or something that you would, if you could wave a magic wand.
Magic wand?
Healthcare,
affordable healthcare for everyone. You know, even Medicaid expansion, that would be great because it would cover more people and help more people get the services that they need. That would be wonderful.
Mary Connors of Kalamazoo is on the board of the Autism Society of Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. She was also on the committee that helped create a report for a state plan on autism spectrum disorder. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.